And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 6th of January. January 6th is National Bean Day. Beans have been around since ancient times. Many varieties have been part of the growth and survival of cultures around the world. Inexpensive, nutritious, filling, delicious, and available in a wonderful variety of colors, the positive attributes of beans have been a well-kept secret. An article in UCLA Health entitled "Why Beans Are Nature's Perfect Food" says beans are among the healthiest foods you can eat. It reads, "Beans are in a unique category because they are a protein source, but they are also complex carbohydrates, and beans are classified as vegetables as well. Literally no other food can claim all that." One of the best things about beans is their very high fiber content. A half cup serving of black beans, for example, contains 8 grams of fiber. That's about 25% of the total fiber you need in a day in just that serving. That's significant when you consider that only about 5% of Americans consume the recommended amount of fiber each day. Beans are also a great source of plant-based protein. A serving of beans averages about 8 grams of protein and many other important nutrients as well. One half cup contains between 300 and 500 milligrams of potassium. Potassium is an essential nutrient that plays a vital role in helping control blood pressure, and most Americans don't get enough potassium in their diets. Beans are also rich sources of copper, folic acid, iron, magnesium, and vitamin B6. The combination of complex carbohydrates and fiber in beans helps keep blood sugar in check. Their effect on your digestive system may also be protective against colon cancer. Gas may initially be a problem when switching to a higher fiber diet. However, your body will adjust to your diet over time. People who eat beans regularly have little or no trouble digesting them. So start with smaller servings and work up to larger and more frequent servings. Smaller beans are easier to digest for some people, so try red and green lentils, black beans, and black-eyed peas, and work your way up to pinto, kidney, and all the other types of beans. Cook beans as long as possible. Heat helps to make them more digestible. Canned beans are the ultimate fast food. All the wonderful benefits of beans add up to a longer, healthier life. Today is the birthday of Murray Rose, born on this day in 1939. Murray Rose was an Australian swimmer and a 6-time Olympic medalist, 4 gold, 1 silver, 1 bronze. At one point, he held Olympic records in 3 different swimming events, the 400-meter, 800-meter, and 1500-meter freestyle. Rose was a vegan when the idea of eating a plant-based diet was far from the norm. The media nicknamed him the seaweed streak after he mentioned that he ate dried seaweed as part of his plant-based diet. Today is also the birthday of Derek Morgan, born on this day in 1989. Derek Morgan, a former NFL linebacker, is a vegan. He adopted a plant-based diet and is known for openly advocating for veganism, particularly within the professional sports community. He often credits his wife, Chef Charity Morgan, for inspiring his lifestyle change. Morgan is said to have encouraged several of his teammates on the Tennessee Titans to also adopt a vegan diet. Derek Morgan and his wife Charity are featured in the documentary The Game Changers, discussing their plant-based lifestyle. The publication of What Animals Teach Us About Families, Kinship and Species in the Bible and Rabbinic Literature by Beth Berkowitz was today, January 6, 2026. Moving beyond debates about the ethics of animal consumption to focus on animals' intimate lives, Beth Berkowitz examines the contribution of religious traditions and sacred texts to contemporary conversations about animals. Reading the 4 animal family laws of the Bible alongside their rabbinic interpretations from ancient times to today, she examines the bonds that animals form with each other and reimagines family to include new forms of life and alternative modes of kinship. Humanitarian politics and biblical law tend to take for granted that human interests supersede animal interests and that our moral obligation extends only to avoiding unnecessary suffering, but necessity is determined by humans. What animals teach us about families looks at animal emotions, animal agency, family diversity, and human response to reconsider the obligations and opportunities the animal family presents. And here's a poem for today. I believe in the sun, even when it's not shining. I believe in the sun, even when it is not shining. I believe in love, even when there's no one there. And I believe in God, even when God is silent. I believe in the sun, even when it is not shining. Author unknown, written on a wall in a prison camp. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to believe in a world at peace.